Okay, we're rolling. Startup Nation Radio. We're talking super startups today. We're extracting key moves out of these great stories. And ladies, we had to run to a break, and I want to make sure we get this out. We want to make sure we understand the business model behind your company. So tell us how you take this notion of helping people really envision what it is they want to achieve, whatever it is, and create a business around that.
Yep, absolutely. So it's going to be a website where there's going to be a library of stock photography, and you're going to be able to easily create a collage of images that's a vision board, and you can convert it to print, like posters or canvas. You can convert it to a digital video file.
So if I say, if I want to go to Paris, just using your example, because we're talking more, you know, bigger visions than just this, but just to use the example and make the point, I might pick an image of the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Okay, that kind of thing. And I put it in my vision board, and
yes.
I look at that every day, and it helps remind me of what I want to do, right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And then we're also going to do merchandising as well, like bracelets and other things. So you have it with you at all times and have access. Now, the fourth part is it's going to be a resource center as well. I'm a life coach. We're going to have daily tips and coaching for higher motivational speaking as well. So we want this to be a resource center. Not only is it just helping you with the vision, but helping you take those next steps as well.
Okay, and when I create my collage, do I pay you?
Well, you're going to, yes. I mean, if you can do that for free, right? But if you want to convert it to a digital or printed file, then you pay for
so
that.
There's some premium services that I do pay for, but the base is kind of like almost like a classifieds thing. You get so much for free and then you pay for additional stuff. I want to put a picture and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I pay extra for it. Okay, great.
Well, Natalia,
I got
Stephanie,
it.
I tell
that's
you.
That's cool, by the way.
It's
I love
so
it.
Important because I know my vision board, it started out in my kitchen for a while, then it ended up on my way down to my basement. It ends up being cluttered away. So having it around you all the time is so key.
Accessibility,
exactly.
Mobility to it. Yeah, and that's where the digital and merchandising will be great.
So you can't escape it. Okay, Rich, sure. I know you got a burning question for us. And if you've got a question out there in our audience, the number's 800-859-0957. We're giving you access. Let's go. Call in. We'll be happy to take your calls. But Rich, fire away with a question you've got burning.
Yeah, absolutely. Natalia, first of all, you gave an example at the beginning and earlier in the show about, let's say you always wanted to go to Paris and you would create a little picture of the Eiffel Tower. I happen to be calling into the show from my remote office underneath a 4x6 foot photograph of the Eiffel Tower.
No way. Serendipity.
That's great.
You guys are in cahoots. I know. Rich is always playing the angles, I'll tell you.
I'm headed to Paris. That's all I got to tell you.
Excellent.
In any event, you know, you find yourself at this extraordinarily exciting moment in your business. You have been thinking about it and refining it for a year. Now, over the past weeks, you've done your pitches to various groups and audiences, and you are underway with your business, and here you are on Startup Nation Radio, further exposing your business. But the big question a lot of entrepreneurs ask is, how do I manage the risk of paying attention to my great new business idea while I'm not making money? And certainly you guys aren't making money yet. So how are you funding this? What's your plan to fund this startup?
Yeah, I'm proud to say part of the reason we won is we actually had a bunch of pre-orders placed during the startup weekend. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit of revenue, but
way to fund a company.
But we have a long way to go. We have put in our personal savings right now. We're working off of personal capital. And one of our winnings from the Detroit Startup Weekend is a pitch to BizDom, which is Dan Gilbert's Startup Accelerator. So we have the opportunity to potentially have seed funding coming in from him. We've met with the Michigan Women's Foundation, who offer micro loans. There are a host of different funders and things, and we're also cultivating independent investors as well. So you got to look at all the resources. Here in Detroit, there are a ton of resources to help facilitate the funding process.
If I could just comment, if there's one thing that's going to help additional funding come into the business, whether it be from friends and family or angel investors or the likes of Josh Linkner from Detroit Venture Partners or others, it's going to be market reaction. And if you are already showing orders and the potential for revenue at this early stage of your business, that's extremely compelling.
It truly is, and we are thrilled. And we've gotten endorsements from Pete Thomas from The Biggest Loser. He's based in Ann Arbor here, and you know, he's bringing in that aspect of it. So losing weight, being an athlete, we have an NFL endorsement as well. So, and we have pre-orders. We keep getting asked about how people can get involved.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, really, this momentum is what's helping us, you know, stay so relevant.
So this week you were on the cover again of Cranes Detroit.
Yeah.
How in 2014? How do you plan on capitalizing on this momentum? What are the key moves you're going to make over the next few weeks, the next few months, to keep this business moving?
The big thing that we want to make sure is that we don't lag. We want to make sure we're out there spreading the word and taking advantage of all this momentum. So beginning in January, we're going to have an early adopter program. We've broken ground on our new technology platform. We're going to be inviting people to take part in our beta. So we'll be able to have, you know, live feedback on the platform itself and also be able to provide people with the resources to help, you know, take action on their goals.
And right, I think strategic beta testers as well, you
exactly.
know, really working with high-end companies and, you know, athletes, mm-hmm. athletic teams, and just kind of getting that endorsement behind it helps keep the momentum going as well.
You guys are rolling. I have a quick question. When you made that key move to go from just ideation to actually creating a business, at that point, did you have full-time jobs? I mean, what are you doing today? Are you doing this full-time, part-time? How does someone make that transition?
I'm a part-time consultant for an environmental nonprofit, and I'm still doing that as well for right now. And
so,
you know, Stephanie has a great story.
That's very typical of startup entrepreneurs. That's very, very common.
Yeah.
So the way that it happened for me is I had been, you know, considering starting my own business for 3 years, and I happened to have had my last day at my corporate job on November 15th. Drove straight from the office straight to downtown Detroit.
I think it's faded.
And we met that weekend, and it was all about having the audacity to just put yourself out there, take those steps, the rest
Absolutely.
Is history.
Amazing. So you guys are going to stick with us the rest of the time we're
Thank
on
you.
Startup Nation Radio today. And feel free to jump in and ask a question, by the way. We're going to feature some other super startups now. We're going to keep learning. Before we do that, though, I want to just do a quick wrap-up. Key moves. We talked about breaking it down, Dan. Key
right.
moves. Here are some of mine. Number one, get started. Take action. If you've got a great idea, move to starting a business if that's your ultimate goal. If that's your vision, right?
If
that's your vision,
exactly.
Get started. Number one. Number two, get a great partner, right? Get
right.
great people around you. Whether it's a partner, employees, or investors, whatever it may be, get great people on the team. Number three, get customers. Rich pointed this out. If you've got customers, no one can argue the merits of the opportunity, right? The market speaks for itself. And then number four, the last thing you guys just talked about, start part-time, right? You don't have to take a huge leap, a huge risk. You don't have to throw all in to get started. Make sure you've got the confidence. Natalia, you want to add a quick comment?
Yes,
and we're
I
gonna
do.
Go to our next.
There are so many startup competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Look up Up Global startup competitions. Just show up and try. Just start going. Start networking. Just show up and pitch your ideas.
Exactly.
Right on. All right. I want to point out, Dan, we're going to introduce our next super startup in just a second here. Before we do, I want to acknowledge and recognize Walsh College, our sponsor for today's show. An amazing opportunity for those of you out there interested in entrepreneurship. Check out Walsh College. They're a great supporter of Startup Nation and a great resource for you. So we thank Walsh College for their support of the show and certainly encourage you to check them out. All right, Dan, we've got another super startup. Let's get right to it.
Andrew Landau is in from Chalkfly. Chalkfly is an incredible company that is really blowing up the traditional office supply marketplace. He was in Chicago, came back home with his brother who is in Washington, D.C., worked for big companies, big business, came back in, wanted to be part of the Detroit entrepreneurial community. Here he is today. He's been at it now for about 2 years. His company is absolutely incredible, lighting up. In 18 months, they're already doing over $2 million of revenue, and they've got a phenomenal social company, fantastic. Andrew, really, really happy to have you in the studio with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Andrew, in your own words, first of all, you know, we hear about new ideas all the time. For example, Natalia and Stephanie have this great new idea. I mean, I haven't
right.
heard of that before, but office products? Are you kidding me? That's a commodity market, tough as can be, competition all around, big brands all around you. How the heck do you have the audacity to come into this market and start a company around office products? And what's your angle? How are you breaking in and making a little mark for yourself here, or a big one?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, just thank you so much for having us here. I really appreciate it. I think if you think about the office supply industry in general, like, it's not sexy. People don't get inspired. And what my brother Ryan and I wanted to do is say, listen, how can you do something that everyone does every day but actually make a difference? So we're doing it Chalkfly, saying, listen, this is a huge industry. There's an opportunity not only to make a difference, but also to have, you know, a huge selection of products, save money, and do something big at the same time. And that's why we're here in Detroit.
And go ahead, Dan.
No,
please.
Andrew, yeah. You work for a big company in Chicago. You work for Google.
Correct.
Right? How did working for a big company, a lot of people work for big companies, they have an idea, but how did working for a big company prepare you for now starting a startup business?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a great question, and Google was, you know, a great sort of incubator, a great place to start. And my brother was at IBM, and one of the things I learned at Google was it's really all about the people. And I think if you have great people, you can do anything. And Ryan and I took the best of sort of the both worlds that we were in and brought it back to Detroit.
All right, right on. Now listen, we're going to come back with Andrew. We're going to learn more. Again, here he is in an industry segment that anybody would say, if it were my son, my brother, my uncle, my whoever, my friend who came to me and said, I'm going to start a business in the area of office products, I'd say, God, you know, that's a tough go.
I bet he heard that once or twice, too.
This guy's making a go of it. He's got an angle. He's got the funding from Detroit Venture Partners. Josh Linkner came in on this one. We're going to hear, actually, a quote from Josh, and we're going to hear how Andrew overcame Josh's concern about investing in companies and what some of his criteria is and how you may or may not fit. You obviously do. You got the money. We're going to hear how. I know, Rich, you've got a burning question, too. And if you've got a question out there in the audience, 800-859-0957, stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. We'll be back in a minute.